Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for March 24th, 2015. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm talking with Tilman Borgreffe about a post-translational modification of the receptor notch that targets the receptor for degradation, thus limiting the duration of notch signaling. The notch signaling pathway is involved in many developmental processes, and its misregulation has been implicated in many types of cancer, including skin cancer, prostate cancer, and leukemias. Signaling is triggered when a ligand binds to the receptor notch. This causes notch to be proteolytically cleaved, and a portion of it, the notch intracellular domain, is released into the cell's cytoplasm. It then translocates into the nucleus, where it cooperates with transcription factors to activate gene expression. Several post-translational modifications that affect the stability of notch and therefore its ability to transduce signaling have been characterized. In a new paper published this week in Science Signaling, a group from Tilman Borgreffe's lab has discovered another post-translational modification, namely methylation, that promotes degradation of notch and is specifically required to mediate short periods of transient notch signaling. Borgreffe spoke to me from the Institute of Biochemistry at the University of Gießen in Germany. Welcome, Dr. Borgreffe. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Hello, Annalisa.
Why is it important that a cell be able to control the strength and the timing of notch signaling?
Notch signaling plays a role in many organ systems, like in neurogenesis and lymphocyte development. And recent human genetic and genomic studies have actually shown that notch plays a key role in numerous diseases, such as congenital disorders and stroke, but also cancer. So in the case of cancer, it is clear that activating notch mutations have been associated with the progression of, for example, leukemia. It's thought that notch activating mutations play an important role. And so if you modulate the notch response, there's a possibility that you can actually treat patients in the end.
There are already some post-translational modifications of notch that are known that control the ability of notch to signal. How do those modifications affect notch activity?
Notch can be phosphorylated, acetylated, and also ubiquitinylated. So the activated form of notch is first phosphorylated and then ubiquitinylated, and this leads to proteasomal-mediated degradation of notch. There is a strict order of events, and this is very well regulated and decides about how long a notch signal can be present in the cell. So it's very interesting that in the case of leukemia, you find mutations that stabilize the protein, and this is very important and could be actually a trigger for leukemia.
In this paper, you report your finding that notch can also be methylated. In addition to being phosphorylated and ubiquitinated, it can also be methylated by a methyltransferase called CARM1. What causes CARM1 to methylate notch?
Upon ligand binding, the notch receptor is cleaved, and the activated form of notch then is released and migrates into the nucleus. And CARM1, the methyltransferase, can only methylate the activated form of notch. This is very important for the process, and basically needs the liberation from the plasma membrane so that notch can be methylated.
Does CARM1-mediated methylation of notch occur in the cytoplasm, or does it occur after notch has translocated into the nucleus?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, we generated an antibody that specifically recognizes the methylated form of notch. So either using a nuclear or cytoplasmic extract, we can show that the methylated form of notch is mainly found in the nucleus.
Where is CARM1 normally localized? Do you think that the methylation event happens in the nucleus, or that it happens in the cytoplasm just before notch is translocated into the nucleus?
So CARM is mainly a nuclear methyltransferase, but it has been also reported sometimes in certain tissues that it's also found in the cytoplasm, but we think in In our system, it's mainly in the nucleus.
What effect does that methylation event have on Notch activity?
This is one of the key questions. So we generated methylation-defective mutants of Notch, and what we can see is that the protein becomes more stable, but surprisingly, it does not become more active in luciferase reporter assays. I discussed this for a long time with Franz Oswald, my colleague in Ulm, and he came up with a pretty good analogy explaining this to his kids. And the analogy is actually a laser diode. So if you wish, then the Notch wild-type protein sends a flashlight, whereas the Notch methylation defective mutant sends a continuous dim signal. So we think that such a dim but continuous signal could be quite useful for a cancer cell, but in development, you actually want strong, pronounced signals like in neurogenesis.
So methylation of the Notch intracellular domain doesn't make it more or less active than the non-methylated form, but methylation promotes degradation of the Notch intracellular domain, meaning it would shorten the time span of signaling.
Right.
How is that type of regulation of Notch important physiologically?
So we tested either wild-type or methylation-defective Notch mutants in neurogenesis in Xenopus oocytes. And the wild-type has a neuralizing effect, and the methylation-defective mutant has very much reduced neurogenic phenotype, indicating that this fairly subtle modification is under physiological conditions pretty important.
So you've shown that methylation of the Notch intracellular domain, so shortening the period over which Notch signaling happens, is important for neurological development in frog embryos. How might the ability to control the duration of Notch signaling be important in a disease context, like in cancer?
There are Notch mutations which truncate the protein and actually make it methylation defective. So this goes hand in hand with cancer development. And also the levels of, for example, CARM1 can be different in different patients. And this could be in future analyzed, whether this is clinically actually significant, we don't know yet. So this will be done in the future. And we hope that such Notch modulators like CARM1 are not only then used for diagnosis, but might be also therapeutically relevant drug targets for Notch-mediated diseases.
Certainly mutations that affect the ability of Notch to be methylated or changes in the abundance of CARM1 might prevent Notch signaling from being restricted to a short time.
Yes, and prolonged time might actually trigger or be part of the leukemogenesis process, for example, or also in other cases like vascularization. Notch has been involved as well in the expression of VEGF, that is a vascular endothelial growth factor, and this interplay between Notch and VEGF might be important for therapeutic intervention.
Dr. Borgreffa, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Annalisa. It was a pleasure.
That was Tilman Borgreffa discussing a paper published in the March 24th issue of Science Signaling by Hein and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.